For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Sitting down with Bratton Riley, it's hard not to notice the striking resemblance to his father, Joe Riley, Charleston City's former mayor of 40 years. So perhaps it's no surprise then, the younger Riley is also civic-minded. He literally grew up in City Hall.
So I have a great appreciation for what the city employees and staff do on a day-to-day basis.
He also knows the bureaucracy that can be involved. Got a problem? Maybe the trash truck passed your house. Who do you call? Is there a website? Where is the number and the information you need? It can be overwhelming. How do you get government to work for you?
It sounds techie and modern and somewhat mysterious when you say artificial intelligence.
And it is. Think Siri, Alexa, so-called chatbots, human technology that does the work through voice or text. Riley says he got an idea in the spring of 2016 when Mark Zuckerberg announced he's making Facebook Messenger open to chatbots, calling it the future of customer service. What if you could get someone at City Hall to give you a call with a text or social media message? Riley says you can.
So you put the number in your contacts and you just text to it saying hello, hi, kind of pretty much any kind of greeting, and then CityBot will respond to it.
His chatbot is CityBot. It uses a number you message or text. Type search to ask a question and it will scour the city website for an answer. Still no luck? Simply ask your question.
And then city staff will get that message in real time, and usually within a business day, the most, they'll respond back and answer the question.
Wait, what? Someone at City Hall will call you back? Perhaps. North Charleston is his first customer, a city where 250,000 people work, live, visit, or drive through every day. They've streamlined the service. Here's city spokesperson Ryan Johnson.
We've picked the top four right away: potholes, missed trash cans, a broken trash can, and street lights out.
Those options pop up right away when you message or text. Give an address, problem fixed, says Johnson.
It goes right to city staff so we can add it to our workload.
Johnson says it helps the city crowdsource problems. For instance, if they know there are 10 potholes in one part of the city, they can work on them all at once, instead of learning about one pothole here or there and making multiple trips.
From looking at the data, we've seen a great increase in the number of things that people are reporting. And some might say that, well, isn't that extra work for city employees and for the city? And I would say, yes, but that was the intent.
Wait, your city wants to work for you? Johnson says yes, especially when they can do so more efficiently. But does it really work? Tyler Hall says he's used it twice to report outages at traffic lights.
Someone from the city reached out to me directly and was like, thank you for using CityBot. We addressed the problem, it's been resolved, and that was just really cool.
He's 24, a millennial, and impressed.
We enable customer service to really work so that they can also have more opportunities to appreciate the good work that the city staff does.
Using a chatbot to access city government is nothing like the days when Riley's dad was mayor. Then a handshake and a call could get things done.
He's my bellwether. If my almost 75-year-old father is regularly texting, then I think most everyone is.
And like his father, he believes everyone should have access to city government. For more on the story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.